Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's a choice between health and a paycheck, says Delegate Elizabeth Guzman, and that's a sacrifice no one should have to make.
These are heroes who have kept our country running.
She's sponsoring a bill that would require employers to provide paid quarantine leave for employees who work at least 20 hours a week and don't already have coverage. It would be in effect until the current state of emergency ends. In a House committee meeting, advocates pointed out that Black and Hispanic people have been disproportionately infected with the virus, in part due to a lack of paid time off. Some legislators and members of the business community oppose the measure, citing potential costs for small businesses. Nicole Riley is with the Virginia chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. She said employers are doing what they can.
Many of our members have already adopted and implemented flexible and in some cases even paid leave policies for their employees who have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Guzman's bill is headed to the House Appropriations Committee, where a separate proposal to fund it with federal relief money is up for consideration. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.